that's a good art.
Grace Aotearoa is a Tamaki-based gallery which specialises in the representation of early career artists within Aotearoa. Directed by Emil Scheffman, the gallery has recently relocated from its former Pitt Street home into Simon Street's historic Rationalist House. A building rich with history, Rationalist House has been owned by the New Zealand Association of Rationalists and Humanists since 1960, having been home to the association's library, an infamous jazz club, the Society for Closer Relations with the USSR, and for many years the Socialist Party. As a gallery with a reputation for championing younger emerging artists, it feels apt that Grace now sits between AUT, Wycliffe and Elam at the heart of fine arts education in Tamaki. I caught up with gallery director Emil Scheffman about the move, as well as their current joint exhibition showing Atarangi Anderson and Georgia Tikaputini, Douglas Hood, Mo Ahua. Here is the interview now.
Thanks, Sophia. It's nice to be here. Yeah, my name is Emil Scheffman, and I have a background in education and arts writing. It's kind of where I did most of my training in my 20s. And now I am the director of a gallery called Grace Aotearoa in full. And we were previously on Pitt Street for 2 years, but we've just moved to a new site in Rationalist House, just up from the University of Auckland. Well, between all the universities,
exactly.
Really.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, it feels quite fitting that you guys have moved into Rationalist House. I mean, Grace has kind of always had a reputation for championing younger emerging artists, so it feels quite apt that you have moved to sit in between AUT, Elam and Wycliffe as kind of the heart of fine arts education in Tamaki. Talk to me a little bit about the move and I guess this decision to relocate here.
Yeah, totally. I'm really delighted with the position of the gallery in between those three art schools, and as you say, it's like it's the heart of arts education in Tamaki, possibly Aotearoa, really. And whilst I would love to say that that was all to plan, that was blind luck, because finding a building that we could work with that would understand the kaupapa of Grace and provide us like a framework in terms of a lease arrangement that was workable is really hard. Anyone who's done that, you know, commercial lease search in Tamaki in recent years will know how hard it is. But we struck up a really immediate rapport with the New Zealand Association of Rationalists and Humanists, who still own Rationalist House. And yeah, we progressed really quickly to a lease agreement for a long time, actually, which is exciting for me because I just really want to do the work. I love running that gallery. It's a dream job for me. And yeah, in terms of the proximity to those art schools, that was just real luck. And as you say, like the gallery does have a specific orientation towards early career practice, and we're quite clear about that. We have two kind of guiding principles: early career practice and a relationship to Aotearoa New Zealand. So being where we are, having that relationship to new generations of artists coming through, it's perfect.
For sure. I guess a move out of necessity and a bit of luck, but has kind of grown to be more and more meaningful as you've kind of moved along with the move.
Totally. Yeah. It's felt really, you know, it's been about a 6-month pipeline to get to this point of opening from that first conversation with the rationalists. But every point has felt really right. And, you know, I sit there in the mornings now and I'm just like, oh, here it is. This is where I do my work. And it feels like the beginning of something.
A beautiful view onto Elam as well. Is that right?
Absolutely. It looks down on the rooftops of Elam. All three of them or whatever. And it's also got a sea view. You can see the Waitemata just in the distance.
Perfect.
Which is really great.
Dream office view.
Yeah, I'm pinching myself. Like, it's crazy. It's really beautiful.
Yeah, you kind of mentioned it, I guess, a little bit there in terms of the New Zealand Association for Rationalists.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it's a bit of a mouthful, isn't it?
A bit of a mouthful.
Can I repeat it?
Yeah, please.
The New Zealand Association of Rationalists and Humanists.
Those
NZARH.
Guys. Yeah, I guess with them, there is quite a rich history behind the building. Would you be able to speak, I guess, a little bit to that? And I don't know why that appeals to you as well with the space.
Totally. It does have a really beautiful history. The building was constructed or opened in 1912. And it began its life as the home of a doctor and his family, and also the place of their medical practice. So doctor's offices were downstairs and family home was upstairs.
Mm.
They sold it in the 1960s, and I don't think they were paying much attention to the sale because the relatively devout doctor was appalled when the you know, Association of Atheists purchased the house in the early 60s. And they have owned it ever since. So they've owned it since the early 60s, and they've had an incredible array of tenants in there. They've had like a really notorious jazz club in the basement. They were a host to the offices for the New Zealand Socialist Party for a long time. And they even had a little office for the, I think it's called the Office of Closer Relations to the USSR, which is essentially like advocating for like, alignment with the Soviet Union.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. It's crazy. And like the space that we moved into was the Rationalist Library, and they very generously have relocated that to the basement. So it's still there, and you know, if you're curious, go check it out. It's beautiful. I think it's like, I understand. I think it's one of the like kind of most significant collections of its kind in this part of the world.
Mm.
And yeah, so we're in the former library of the Rationalists.
Wow, crazy story behind this space.
Yeah.
A lot happened there.
It's been funny for me because a lot of people have been, you know, giving me their feedback saying, oh, fancy. Oh, looks fancy. I'm like, surely buzzy, right? Like,
yeah.
Surely buzzy.
I think buzzy is the perfect word for it. You're telling me these things. I'm like, what? This place is nuts. But I think that's kind of awesome.
Mm.
You've moved in, of course, with Bruce, who are your old neighbors back in on Pitt Street as well. It feels quite nice because I feel like you've kind of had this relationship with them and I guess the other businesses around the area that's felt really strong in terms of its community. Does it feel like for you guys there's kind of a joint relationship in bringing those spaces to Rationalist House and maybe a joint vision there as well?
Totally. It was a nice bit of symmetry or reciprocity because Tom Hinton of Bruce Tattoo Studio, he set me up with the lease at Pitt Street, which was our first site.
Mm.
And then, you know, I was kind of leading the efforts and discovered the site at Rationalist House and I brought them in.
Mm.
And so there was a nice sort of parallel relationship in terms of how these sites came to be. And yeah, I mean, Tom and Maddie, they're among my best friends. And yeah, it's such a pleasure to share the building with them. I think for me, I'm very privileged to be part of like a small community of businesses, small businesses, artisanal businesses that really help each other out. And there's a lot of kind of shared ownership between them. And that sense of mutual support and kind of cooperative methodology is really... Maybe it comes back to training in an arts context and having artists run spaces in my background as well. It's just how it's the right way to do things. It feels intuitive.
Mm, for sure. I think what's really exciting too is this is a much larger space than where you're working in on Pitt Street. And I feel like there's kind of a lot of places you can go and experiment with that. And that's really exciting in terms of your curation output as well. What's kind of really making you feel inspired or excited about the prospect of working with that larger space as well?
Yeah, it is exciting. The previous space, for anyone who knew it, was really small. It was like 4 by 4 meters, and was really just like a window box.
Mm.
Beautiful space, really nice, but quite well suited to solo shows or two-person shows. Like I never really packed it out. I was just always quite restrained with it because I just felt like that was what was best for the space.
Mm.
But this space is really different. You know, it's 3 rooms plus a balcony, and it's got a lot of architectural detail. It's got a lot of things to respond to, and it's got a really sweet and, interesting footprint. You know, I think it's one that artists will have to be quite awake to in terms of responding and installing work in.
Mm.
But from my point of view as a curator, you know, it's a funny word, but I guess that is what I do.
Mm-hmm.
It allows me to, you know, look at group shows in a different way or bring more people in or be more ambitious with solo shows.
Mm. Do you think maybe with that, what might come, I guess, working in such a special space, I guess with these more kind of historical quirks to it as well, some more kind of site-responsive shows as well, maybe?
Yeah, I think that's That's a good point. And that has been emerging in conversations with artists in the sort of coming year.
Mm.
Yeah, more details to follow.
Big things coming.
Yeah, hopefully.
I also wanted to touch on you've opened the space with a new joint exhibition by Aotearangi Anderson and Georgia Tikaputini, Douglas Hood, Moahua. Would you like to speak a little bit to these artists and the show?
Yeah, so Aotearangi Anderson and Georgia Tikaputini, Douglas Hood, both incredible artists at the beginning of their practice, really, which is, again, our focus. And they both had, if not their first show, one of their first shows with Grace in the last few years.
Mm.
So it's a really nice moment. This is actually, I think it's almost the first time that I'm re-showing an artist, you know.
Mm.
So we're entering a new phase,
mm.
really. We're starting to delve deeper into the practices. And for me, I just felt like Aotearangi and Georgia had a really interesting conversation between their works, which I think, you know, put simply could be a relationship to sort of whenua, could be, yeah, sort of really responsive and also innovative language within Te Ao Māori.
Mm.
But I also just think they'd get along. That was a sense I had, you know, and I was pleasantly surprised, you know, that they just really found each other and really enjoyed the dialogue of developing the show together. And I guess as I go forward, I hope to find more moments where I can create like meaningful points of connection within the Grace community.
Mm.
And meaningful points of connection between the kind of work that the gallery supports.
Mm, for sure. Was there kind of any conscious decision behind opening the new space with this show in particular, or what I guess was important for you in opening this space?
Yeah, I really just put forward the show for our first show because I thought it would be a banger. I thought it would be really good. And yeah, I please encourage everyone to come see Moahua, which is, yeah, it's a beautiful show. They've really done something really delicate and brave and bold. And yeah, I mean, I don't think there is a particular reason why it was chosen first. We always have really long lead times for projects at Grace. Like I started conversation towards that exhibition probably 18 months ago or something with both artists. So they've had a long time to develop it and think about it. So by the time it came around, it was really ready, which is great.
Mm.
And I think we're starting to, as a gallery, get a little more mature in terms of not scrambling at the finish line. And yeah, I do think the gallery, you know, particularly the program this year, has a really strong presence of Wahine Māori artists, and that's great. Other artists appearing in the program this year, Anahita Jade and Java Bentley, a few others as well. So maybe we're starting as we mean to continue, but nothing in particular.
Just wanted to start it with a banger.
Yeah, just start it with a banger.
Exactly. Did you have anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up?
Really just big invitation to everyone listening, because one thing that's amazing about galleries is that they are usually free. They should be free. And, you know, I know that commercial galleries, dealer galleries, they can seem really intimidating. They can seem just sort of places that don't belong to you when you walk past them.
Mm.
But actually, you know, their doors are open and you'll usually find that the gallerists and all the people minding them are really keen to connect and share the work and tell stories. And so, yeah, just encourage you to come and visit Grace. We're open Fridays and Saturdays, 11 to 4, and by appointment. Very keen to see anyone who's curious about what's happening in that building.
That was director of Grace Aotearoa speaking to me about the gallery's recent move to Rationalist House on Simon Street, Emil Sheffman. Their current joint exhibition showing Aotearangi Anderson and Georgia Tikaputini, Douglas Hood, Moahua, is on now until the 9th of May. The gallery is open Fridays and Saturdays 11 by 4 or by appointment.